AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in. It's Sports Grid's Game Time Decisions on a Thursday night. I'm Kevin Walsh with you. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Great crew coming by. Joe Madden going to help us on the ice. She got me last night head-to-head. I went Oilers, she went Bruins. She had it nailed. Good for her. So we'll see what she has tonight. We've got Dave Sharapan back in the mix as well. But to open up this hour, I mean, welcome to the Electric Factory. It is Mike Blewett. Mike, how are you?
I'm feeling great. A little bit under the weather, but not so the weather that I can't spit off some fiery takes with you, Kev.
Mike, I'm happy to have you. I am curious. I know we're going to talk some football here, and rightfully so. There's some legitimate stories and some legitimate odds movement, but is there anything in the sports world that you're betting tonight or has your attention on this Thursday?
You know, I make a pretty swift transition from NFL season to college hoops. We were following college hoops all throughout, but I really focus a lot on college hoops this time of year. I'll be traveling to several college basketball tournaments and doing some live segments, hopefully with you, with Ben Stevens and Donnie in the morning. I'll be at the Summit League tournament, the SoCon tournament. I'll be at the Final Four. So college basketball always on my mind. And what better league to focus on than the Horizon League? I'm a mid-major guy, Kev. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Let's go Northern Kentucky. Let's lay the 2.5 over the Cleveland State Vikings.
A sizzle play, people. A sizzle play. You didn't see it coming. Let's be honest. You thought when I asked Mike Blewett that question, he's going to not really. No. A Horizon Northern Kentucky sizzle play. Radio audiences here, we love to have you at SiriusXM channel 159. We're live with you on a Thursday night. Sports Grid, Kevin Walsh, Mike Blewett. So, Mike, the odds for Russell Wilson's next team are telling a story that I'm not necessarily believing. But minus money has gone to strong minus money. Russell Wilson now a minus 250 favorite to have his next team be the Pittsburgh Steelers. What is your read on this situation?
I understand why people are saying it. You're looking for viable starting quarterbacks that are available, that are currently with another team and will be in the market. There really aren't that many of them. There are Russell Wilson, presumably Justin Fields, and you could make an argument if you wanted to. Maybe Jimmy Garoppolo is out there if somebody needed a spot starter, but, you know, a bridge starter. But we also have an influx of several guys that we picked in the first round. We got Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, and potentially others. So all of those teams, and you could count up probably 9 different teams, Kev, that will make a starting quarterback switch going into next season. Half of them will be covered by draft picks. The others are probably trying to figure out what the move is, and Russell Wilson and Justin Fields could be those moves. Keep in mind, there is some link between Arthur Smith, the new Steelers OC, and Justin Fields, so I would not rule that out at all as a possibility to bring in competition for Pickett, because as much as some Steelers fans may like Kenny Pickett, you have to say after watching him for a little over a year, he just wasn't getting it done, and they need to push a little bit further on a team that has too many solid pieces around them. to just keep squeaking into the playoffs and losing in the first round.
But Mike, my read then on what you said there, you don't see Russell Wilson as a lock to be a Pittsburgh Steeler.
No.
-250 is not a lock, but it's pretty strong. I mean, if you look there, Vegas 350, Falcons 650, stay in Denver 750, 850 Pats, everybody else 10-1 or longer. Who is catching your attention on that board?
I think the Raiders is, I would rule them out simply because I don't see that being an interdivision move. There are, there's a story to tell where Russell Wilson order next year. Look, let's rip off the teams really quick, Kev. The Bears are going to make a move. That's probably Caleb Williams, right? The Broncos have to make a move. What are they going to do now that Wilson isn't part of the deal? Are they going to roll with the players that are on the roster right now? I don't think so. I don't think that makes them markedly better. Baker Mayfield and Kyle Trask there in Tampa. I think Baker could be on a cheap deal for the Bucs for a couple of years, but do they want to make a bigger move to make them a bigger contender in the NFC? Beyond that, you have the Commanders, you have the Falcons, you have the Pats, the Raiders, the Steelers, and the Vikings. Those are all the teams together that don't have a specific solution that we would determine a specific solution for 2024. You start to piece it together, half of them will be draft picks. And then what happens is Kirk Cousins tests the market. Would the Steelers be the type of team to go out and give Kirk Cousins a deal to upgrade their quarterback and dismiss all these other options? I know this organization very well. That is not a Steelers move, but they could come over the top on the Vikings if they wanted to. To your point, I don't think it's a lock. Who is a lock for Russell Wilson? I don't know if anybody is right now, but as the music stops, somebody's going to be left. Some team is going to be left without a quarterback, and they'll be the ones looking for Russell Wilson. I don't think the Steelers will be the most aggressive team to land him.
Yeah, again, and I agree, Mike. Personally, I think the Patriots and the Commanders should be interested in Russ. I like sitting a quarterback, and I think both those teams at 2 and 3 will be drafting Jaden Daniels and Drake May in some order. Here's my question, though. Pittsburgh right now is 36-1 to win the AFC. In front of them, the Colts 24-1, the Browns 20-1, Jacksonville 17, 16 on the Jets, 16 on the Chargers. Are you moving Pittsburgh in front of any of those teams if they land Russell Wilson?
I think you could probably move in front of a couple, but I think the greater point you're making, if I'm reading you right, is does it really make them appreciably better? Does it really put them in contention to win the division, take down the AFC because Russell Wilson is there? I don't think so. It makes them better than with Kenny Pickett, I think. But Russell Wilson is 36. I just think there's a tendency, because we just watched what Tom Brady did, is to be like, the guy's got plenty of time left. And Ben played for a long time. And we have this recency bias that these guys will be just as effective in their late 30s as they were in their early 30s. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are not the rule right now. They are the exceptions to the rule. If that continues to happen, then I have to change my tune. But for right now, Russell Wilson has gotten worse each of the last 3 seasons.
And to Mike's point, you know, look, for Tom is 1 or 2, probably depending on who you are, in terms of greatest ever. Rodgers, I know a lot of people have soured on the personal stuff, but for many people, one of the 10 best to ever play the position. Russ is great, started on a Hall of Fame trajectory, but he's not that. And to your point about, you know, Big Ben and Philip Rivers, the endings weren't the prettiest, right? I mean, no. I know Phil with the Colts was fine, but the offensive line was absolutely perfect, right? And the situation was pretty solid. So that's why the Russ thing is so confusing. But that's, again, why, Mike, that -250 price is continuing to surprise me. You mentioned Justin Fields a few times, though. We have the Fields odds. People a lot of talk about Atlanta. We'll get Mike Lewis' thoughts on that next year. It's Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're live on Sports Grid. It's Game Time Decision. Some of this NBA board opening up here. Should we do a first basket report for the people? Pascal Siakam hit a three for the Pacers. So there's your first hoop in that game. Max Strus with the layup. If I had to guess, Mike Blewett was all over that prop. That's just my read on it. Brunson hot for the New York Knicks. And let's see who got this bucket here for the Raptors. Scotty Barnes, a lot of stars. A lot of stars there for the first baskets for the people. All right, now, Mike, we talked about Russell Wilson and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I feel through your knowledge of the organization and maybe this much from the fans' line, you're like, nah, I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing this whole Russell Wilson thing. Justin Fields is minus 130 to go to the Falcons. Steelers are typically booked as the second option there, though. What do you make of the Justin Fields market and where he could land this offseason?
Look, there's a noted relationship between Mike Tomlin and Justin Fields. Mike Tomlin has said in the past, with, you know, pre-tampering possibilities, this is way back to his college days, that he liked Justin Fields. Mike Tomlin had exposure to a lot of players when the Steelers were on the sidelines of the Senior Bowl a bunch of years back. So I think, and Arthur Smith was noted to have come in contact with Justin Fields along the way. He's obviously a Georgia product. Arthur Smith was coaching in Georgia. At one point, they crossed paths. I just think that because of the way it went down last year with the Jets, and everybody's saying it's Rodgers, and then that ultimately happened, that is causing the market to think that this will just happen again. As the rumors build that it's got to be this guy, dotted lines, crossed lines, you know, the old matching column thing. Wilson to the Steelers, Fields to the Falcons. Let's wrap it up nice and clean. And I don't think that's the case. I just think you have to consider cap hits and everything else. And the Steelers going in on a 36-year-old quarterback when they just had an old quarterback retire, replace him with a guy that's not good enough, I think they're going to consider all options. And I don't see why. Now, I still believe in Fields probably more than the market does, although I wouldn't put that with a capital B. I think there's issues there, right? His completion percentage is driven down. He also was a guy that worked with three offensive coordinators in 3 years. I think if he and Arthur Smith are on the same page, perhaps we get the best version of Justin Fields, and we'll see what that is. Is it better than Kenny Pickett? Is it worse? We shall see. But that offensive line of the Steelers is a little bit improved from the beginning of the season to the end of the season. It's not a perfect team, even with a replacement at quarterback, but perhaps it's more competitive than it was in the playoffs.
I think for me, I don't have a great read. You know, some people seem pretty confident that, oh, it's going to be Atlanta. I think the only thing I'm confident in is it's not going to be Chicago. And that's a starting point, certainly. I just think this situation is pretty obvious for the Bears. And that's before you really even evaluate Fields deeply. Caleb Williams is going to be so much cheaper than Justin Fields that it's pretty much a no-brainer situation there for Chicago. I think the question, Mike, is going to be, what does it cost to trade for Justin Fields? And are you going to have to, and I'm curious your read on this because you know this stuff well, do you think the acquiring team will need to sign him to a contract? Not Burrow, not Herbert, not Hurts, but Daniel Jones-level type of deal for the team that trades for Justin Fields?
No. I don't think that will have to be there. I think that this is going to be a surprisingly low price for Justin Fields overall. And for that team to have to hitch their wagon to him for much longer than this effectively 1 year trial, I don't see that having to be the case. I think this team will, he'll be on a prove it deal. And if it's the Steelers, and I hope he lights it up. I hope he lights it up no matter what. We talked about this before, Kev. You and I talk about this topic a lot. The organizations are more responsible for these players' failures than the players themselves are. You're giving the guy 3 years with three different offensive coordinators and regime changes and expect him to be successful? It's highly unlikely. Daniel Jones saw some stability in his career, and he had a career year, and he's now injured again and is a $40 million cap hit. So the Giants are in a world of hurt with that. But there's a lot of different players we can make examples of here. But I think Fields, I'd at least give him one more shot to be a starter somewhere where there's other players that, like a Jimmy Garoppolo, that have had multiple chances and likely will never be a starter again.
I just think the thing with Fields, though, Mike, is, it again, it depends on the draft capital that you have to move in order to bring him in. That depends on whether or not you can let him exist on that one-year deal. And sometimes teams are just too risk-averse to allow that to be possible. And it makes it a difficult situation. But I could see a Vegas Raiders bringing him in, Justin Fields. I think they're the team to watch. I think Antonio Pierce is going to be able to wield a decent amount of power within that organization. And I think Antonio Pierce is about to become, you know, maybe side-by-side with Dan Campbell as the players coach in this league. And I think if you're Justin Fields, that might be what you need more than anything. You know, you don't need it, for me at least, Mike, the structure of Mike Tomlin or the weaponry that, you know, people are obsessed with in Atlanta, even if it's a touch overrated in my eye. I think Justin Fields needs to be comfortable again more than anything else. You know, and he was in the news recently following, unfollowing the Bears on Instagram. He said, I unfollow NFL. Yeah. I don't want to hear about it anymore. And I think to a level, that's true. I think Justin Fields just wants to be done with it. But I think he knows that that means being done with the Bears, being done with this debate. And I think a place like Vegas could really be perfect for him, Mike.
Yeah, to your point about the following and unfollowing, if I were him, I wouldn't want to hear about it either. He's not stupid. He said it's a business. He has an agent. His agent knows what's up. He's not coming back. So whether he follows the Bears or unfollows the Bears, he does not want to deal with it anymore. I'd be tired of hearing about it too. To your point about the Raiders are in a position now where Antonio Pierce is going up against Jim Harbaugh, Andy Reid, and Sean Payton. And their roster, compared to the others, is probably, you could rank it wherever you want. It is, certainly is not first, but it could be fourth. They may have to be the type of team that is not being risk averse, that is being more aggressive in order to try to level up. They have stiff competition from a coaching standpoint and a roster standpoint within their own division. So for them to have to take a risk with Justin Fields, maybe get the best version of him with some of the other weapons they have on that team, could be really interesting.
A lot for us to follow. I'll mention this quickly to you, Mike. It's early, and I know I'm not giving you a lot of time to expand on it, but I saw Drake May the other day favored to be the second quarterback drafted. That would be the Commanders. Do you have an early read on, assuming Caleb goes one of the Bears, on what Washington might do it to?
That seems like the type of pick that Dan Quinn would want to make, but they have a new GM as well in Adam Peters, and I do not at all consider Drake May to be the lock at number two. Some people have him as number one, but I think Jaden Daniels makes a real push to be the second quarterback taken.
I would look that way as well. I would find the most plus money. I do think, Mike, and you know, the odds reflect this, it would be pretty surprising if we don't end up 1, 2, 3 quarterback without really any movement. Because I don't see Washington or New England really in a position to pass. Because what you have now, look, Caleb's a different tier of prospect, but Drake May and Jaden Daniels are, if you go through the last 6 drafts, and maybe one day we can do this, and just in terms of prospect hype, Drake May and Jaden Daniels are up there. There's a lot of excitement around what those guys can bring to the table. Mike, appreciate it. As always, appreciate the breakdowns, and best of luck with Northern Kentucky and the Horizon.
Go Norse.
There it is. Coming up next, Joe Madden helps us break down tonight's NHL slate. We'll check in with Sid the Kid as well next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're live on Sports Grid. Game Time Decisions continues. Joe Madden with us again, helping us break down the NHL slate. Let's start with this, Joe. You got it right. I got to give it to you. The Bruins pulled it out. They deserved a win, but you thought they were going to collapse. They did kind of collapse. They got it handled, though, in overtime.
That was a stressful game there. I couldn't believe that we pushed all the way to overtime, 6-5 win for the Boston Bruins. I tell you, I was sweating that one out, as I'm sure you were, but fantastic game out there on the ice for anyone who had any prop bets in that one, because look at those goals, 11 goals in that game, Kevin.
Yeah, it was a wild one. I thought about playing the over at a flat 6. It was expensive. Probably shoulda, woulda, coulda. Nobody cares. We move forward. There's a lot of ice live. I'll ask you about it if there's time, but there's still plenty to come. Let's start with the Blues and the Isles. It looks like this total checking in at 6.5. Is that how you're looking to bet this game?
Yeah, I am. I really do believe this is a 4-3 style game, and we're getting a value to the over in this one. I look at both of these teams, and I can't trust either defense or giving up those shots on goal. And looking at the goaltending matchup here, the St. Louis Blues getting Binghamton to start, and Varlamov here for the Islanders. I really do think high-scoring affair in this one. A couple of players I would circle as well, if you want. You can look at Bo Horvat here for that. His shots on goal tonight, 4-plus shots on goal, you're getting plus money at plus 142. And then the other side of the puck, Jordan Kyrou here, the power play points coming in. You can look at him for a power play point at plus 200 tonight. Now, he's on the top line for the power play, and 3 of his last 5 goals have come in the way of a power play. I like his ability to either get that goal on the power play or the assist, Kevin. So I think there's a nice opportunity to make some money off of that.
All right, not bad. It makes a lot of sense as well, Joe, if you expect the game to go over. More props, more shots are all available there. The Boston Bruins, we just talked about, they are on a back-to-back. They go to Calgary here tonight, Joe. How do you look to play this game?
This is going to be a stressful one, especially for Calgary fans. The Boston Bruins rolling in so strong off that win last night versus the Edmonton Oilers. But I tell you, that was such a physical game for the Boston Bruins. They came out and they got so many hits on the Oilers. I worry about them in the second and third period there. But I do think we look at this first period. We know Calgary has given up some goals in the first period, and so have the Boston Bruins. And if they have a little bit of tired legs, I wouldn't be shocked if Calgary hit them or if Boston was able to hit Marks in net here for Calgary. So I'm going to look at that first period over 1.5 goals. That's coming in at minus 106. The last 3 meetings between these two teams, we have seen those goals come in quick and hard and fast in that first period. So I love that. I'm also looking here at Nazem Kadri of the Calgary Flames for his shots on goal. You can take him 5-plus shots on goal in this one. He's been going over this notoriously versus the Boston Bruins, really been stepping up. Last game versus them, he was able to get those 5 shots on goal. And looking at him versus the Jets in their last game out, he was able to get 2 goals, an assist, and those 5 shots. So I like his ability to come out strong tonight, Kevin.
Yeah, I will say, and I didn't play it, but I was tempted by the Bruins money line here tonight, Joe, minus 120 range. I get it, it's a back-to-back, right? But Edmonton, obviously, the better team than the Flames. I think if Boston does have the momentum about him now, that number is not all too bad. Let's keep it moving here, though. We go to Seattle, who bring the Canucks in, and this total 6.5, but it's pointing toward the under right now on a minus 134. How do you feel about Vancouver, Seattle?
You know, Vancouver really needs to get back on track. They've lost their last 3 games, and this team has been struggling. But we have the Seattle Kraken here. They're off that overtime loss to the Red Wings, and this isn't a team that I have a lot of faith in, especially with Grubauer in net and not Joey DeCord. I actually have more faith in Joey DeCord. He's just had more playing time as of late, and especially against the Vancouver Canucks, who are so strong offensively. Now, with them losing their last 3 games, something that we're seeing is they're getting up in that first period, but then they're blowing these leads and allowing their opponents to be able to come back here, Kevin. So looking at the Vancouver Canucks to start off, how they've been starting off in all of these losses, up hard and fast on the Seattle Kraken, I think is a nice opportunity. Laying the puck line in the first period, we're getting amazing plus money at plus 168, and I think they have every opportunity of doing so. I wouldn't be shocked if they got the win here, but I'm just not loving the full game just with recent form. But I do think that first period starts off hot for Vancouver. This is also a battle of the Pacific. They absolutely need to get this win over a divisional rivalry team here. So I do think Vancouver comes out straight out of the gate and gets up. So laying the half a goal in the first period is plus 162.
All right, love the look there, Joe. Let's get to maybe the game of the night, which is a pick 'em right now, Vegas and Toronto. again, the look for me would be Vegas. We know they're a solid team. Toronto's playing very well. Can Austin Matthews continue to score? At this level, though, you have to wonder, how do you feel about this matchup with Vegas and Toronto, Joe?
I can't look at Vegas here. I look at Vegas, and Jack Eichel has been out of the lineup for a while now with that knee injury. He's expected to come back shortly, but he won't be back for this game. And then you take Mark Stone out of the lineup. He has a lacerated spleen here, so he's not going to be out for a while. You're taking away two hot goal scorers for the Vegas Golden Knights, and I know Vegas is rested and they're at home, but I do think the momentum riding with the Toronto Maple Leafs is the only way I can put my money in. Even though they're on that second night of a back-to-back, I think they can come out nice and strong. It feels like the books are begging us in this one to take Vegas at -110 at that pick'em cost at home versus the Leafs on the second night of a back-to-back, and I can't fall for it, Kevin. I really do think Toronto, with their momentum, can keep rolling hot. Now, they've won their last five, and this team, like you said, with Austin Matthews, has been absolutely money out there for us, and I think they continue in this one. So I think there's a possibility, though, of this one to go to overtime. These two teams are going to play each other extremely hard. I really do think it's either 2-2 going into overtime or 3-3, so I stayed off that total. But at plus 340, nice opportunity for overtime in this one.
All right. I mean, look, it is a big price, right? And the game is as close as it gets in terms of that money line at -110. So it certainly makes sense from that vantage point. The last game of the night, Joe, is Kings Predators, and Nashville is a plus 130 money line dog. This total checks in right now at 5.5, but a lot of juice pointing towards that over.
Oh, and you know what? I couldn't lay this one to the over. I look at how these defenses have been on both sides. And while the LA Kings have the stronger defense, and we have seen some games go over that total, I'm really expecting a goaltending and a defensive battle in this one. I'm going to take the under 5.5, Kevin. That's coming in at right around that plus 112. But I think the Predators are a live road dog in this one. These two teams play each other so extremely tight, and I'm relying on Saros here, the goaltender for the Predators, to steal them this win here on the road. His safe shots on goal numbers coming in at 29.5, and I'm definitely going to hit that to the over. Right now on FanDuel to the over, it's minus 108, and we look at him versus the LA Kings. He's 5-2-1 in his career versus the Kings, and he didn't have the best game versus them in the last one, allowing three goals on right around 23 shots on net. But we look at the two prior, and, you know, he saved over 30 shots on goal in both of those, so closer to that 32-33 mark. And I do think the Kings will bring it tonight. They're going to bring it all that they can have, peppering him out there, but I do think he stands tall tonight. So Saros over 29.5 safe shots on goal, and the Predators for a sprinkle on that money line. I think they can get it done, Kevin.
All right, again, Joe, we appreciate all the breakdowns. I want to bring up the live board. Tell me if there's anything that catches your attention. We're tied in the first period, 1-1, with Pittsburgh and Montreal. Sid the Kid not involved in that goal. I'm on his 2-plus points tonight, Joe, which is unfortunate. We're scoreless in Carolina, Florida, as well as Detroit, Colorado. Rangers early lead, Ottawa Senators early lead, Capitals an early lead on the Tampa Bay Lightning. Do any of these early scores catch your attention?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm still looking at the total between the Florida Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes to that under. Now, that line has moved down to 4.5, and I know it's a scary number to hit to the under, but this is playoff-style hockey between these two teams. We know the Florida Panthers haven't been allowing those goals to come in. It's been over a month since they've allowed more than two goals, and the Carolina Hurricanes so strong defensively. So the under 4.5 at -150, playoff-style game here between two teams that are elite on the power play and elite on the kill. That one really stands out. I do think the Dallas Stars and the Ottawa Senators, we had a home dog in the Senators. So if that game gets tied up again, you guys, I would definitely look at the Senators when you're getting more value with them up 1-0 over the Dallas Stars. Not a place to jump into that game right now. And the New Jersey Devils and the New York Rangers, Kevin, this one screamed a trap game here. with the New York Rangers. You look at that price that we were getting on them. This team has been rolling so hot, and why we weren't getting having to lay more juice with them in that situation. So I lean towards the Devils being able to get the win. So if you want to jump in on the Devils at plus 176, I think you're getting a lot of value here, because this line did not look right going into this game. It just felt wrong in this one. But the Avs and the Red Wings, that game probably goes over. Live line, 5.5, plus 112 to the over. Once one of these teams opens this one up, I tell you, you can't trust either defense and offensively. Both teams are so strong, Kevin.
Yeah, I was thinking, I mean, I saw there's a 2-1 on the puck line for the Avs, which is obviously not what you would have had to pay pregame. Also, the Lightning Capitals game, which is now at 6.5, how much longer can you wait? Could you get a 5.5 in that game? I think would be interesting with the Capitals already having a lead. But again, we'll follow this NHL board. We'll follow this NBA board. And the in-game live crew will have it covered. Joe, we appreciate it as always. Joe Madden helping us break down the NHL board.
Thanks, Kevin. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, you too. All right, awesome stuff as always. Coming up next, Dave Sharapan, as we get set to recap and reset and look out for everything still left here on tonight's slate.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert...
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone, you can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live on SportsGrid. Great choice out of you. Let's be honest. Game time decisions. Where else would you want to be? Dave Sharapan, though, yesterday, apparently, who knows where he was. It wasn't with me. That's all I know. Now, that's mainly because he doesn't usually do Wednesdays, but I was complaining. Look, here's the deal, Dave. I'm salty because I wanted to ask you about the Oilers-Bruins game, and I was on the Oilers, and it looked bad, and then they tied it 4-4. Then they had to tie it 5-5. They go to overtime. They go, hey, look, they're 4-1 in OT, and they haven't lost a shootout all year. I went, we stole it. And the Bruins. The Bruins had other plans. No good.
I'm impressed. You've become a hockey guy. I like this turn. It's almost like a heel turn in wrestling, but you've really become a hockey guy. You're hitting me with these player props, player assists, all kinds of stuff. I absolutely love it. You're staying up late watching West Coast hockey. There's a great West Coast hockey game tonight. But, you know, didn't want to get too regionalized and, you know, come on and talk about the Maple Leafs and the Golden Knights. But that's a big hockey game. But I apologize.
Big game.
When Koski and the boys try to move me up to the earlier spot, I couldn't make it work because, you know, I want to make sure I'm in the seat framed up, ready to go. So couldn't do it. That 15 minutes was really costly. I didn't want to be late. I couldn't do it.
I will say, one, I just like the idea that, look, 7:40 is prime time. I'm not showing up for no 7:25. I like that. I think that's what you should just go with. Like, look, or for 4:40, right, for you.
Yes.
Quickly, the other day, I apologize, I don't remember who, they tweeted to me. They go, remember when Donnie was messing with you, saying you were going to be breaking down hockey, and you told him no, and now look at you? A hat tip to that person. There's a good point. Here I am. Secondly, here's my hockey pick tonight. Now, it's a slow start, but it's okay. It's a lot of game left.
Yeah.
It's Sid the Kid for 2+ points, +130.
Oh,
boy, we're back in the Penguins.
Oh, my goodness. The Penguins are struggling.
We like that.
You better have gotten a good price on this.
+130.
Oh, is that enough? The Penguins are struggling. They can't score. The power play's a mess. Almost
they
at the bottom of the league.
The game.
Completely. They're not getting no goals. Oh,
they already scored. Now, he wasn't involved is the problem. But they already scored.
Oh, all right. Well, that's fine.
You know what I mean?
Listen, they're playing Montreal. They're a gigantic favorite. This is the get-right game. This is
exactly.
So I like the handicap. I like the thought. You got plus money. You got to get two, though. Sid's not scoring. We need two assists. Oh, boy.
No, but here's the thing. It's been a low assist month for him. See, the goals are still kind of coming for Sid. I was going to do the assist, but minus 140, too expensive. I can't do that. So I'd rather climb the ladder. We'll go 2 points. We can hit it either direction. See how it goes. Here's the thing. I was going to not bet it. NBA's back. I didn't want to get out of rhythm, so I made sure I had a hockey play for the people. I thought that was important.
They like it. They like the hockey play. I'm getting some DMs myself about this magical segment we do every single day, and they're like, Kevin's a hockey guy now. I said he always was a hockey guy secretly, but when the NBA takes off, you went deep. You had to come with it because I think today isn't the theme of the NBA today. It always was for me in the book and in the risk room was like cautiously. Like it's been gone for a week and everybody wants to come in, fire a bunch of stuff because you got a full slate of games. But after that All-Star game and all these days off, like how is LeBron not playing today? I mean, that's your guy. How is he not playing, Kevin?
They reported Sunday he wasn't going to play in this game.
Like, get better.
Yeah, but Dave, here's my thing. I understand people expect me to know this information, but why did everybody else only find out today he wasn't playing today? That's on everybody else. I'm sorry. You know who didn't know? Hold on, I'll just tell you this. Yesterday, I was right here. They had up LeBron props for the Warriors game against the Warriors-Lakers and AD props, and they had an AD 25.5. I knew he wasn't playing. What are they doing? What are the guys in the room doing? They don't get the same updates I get? I got a different feed? I got a LeBron-only feed? Come on.
It's automated, one. Procedure's automated. Two, everybody's on vacation. All the executives, all the people, they're
not
paying
me.
Attention. The NBA guy's still on vacation, so they put it up incorrectly.
But
everybody knows you got a direct line to the king. They know... that you're in that text thread group with the king himself. So they know you
Someone's
know.
Someone's got to do it.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm trying.
I understand.
And to your point, I did the most responsible thing that I could since you said you got to be careful first night back. I bet every single game. But for less. What? I thought that was the responsible way to go about it. That way I'm seeing every game, but we're not as... We're not over our skis.
Okay. All right.
I mean, that's how you do it. That's how you keep the
momentum. There's a couple really good matchups. Knicks, Sixers. Really?
Yeah.
You like a side in that? Nothing there? Big ball?
On the over.
Easy. Over. Easy.
228.5. What's the live number? 224.5. We're right around it. Sixers are slow. Right now.
What about Phoenix and Dallas? Another pick'em game.
I'm on Luka 31.5. We'll see how it goes.
PRA or just points?
No, those are his points.
I was just seeing if you got a rogue number here. That would have been a nice. The kids are calling it PRA.
I'm
just trying to keep up. What'd you see? Give it to me.
I was going to tell you a tale. I think I'll tell you off air. You probably saw it. I'll tell you off air about it.
No problem.
I'll tell you.
No problem.
Yeah.
Boston and Chicago. I mean, this is a laydown.
Tatum over the 2.5 made threes. He's a lot of talk. Best player in the league. Minus 140. Little expensive. Not too expensive though. Minus 165 at other books. We play the Tatum over the 2.5 made.
I like the way you're working there. That's got to be good. After that interview where he came out, he said he's the best player in the league. He expects to be the best player in the league.
Got to step up.
Everybody in the space is talking about him to win the MVP and how much value's on that number. I don't understand it.
By the way,
I don't understand it, K-Dub. Bring him limos. Fly him planes in to bet him. He ain't going to win it.
So I mean, I had mentioned this to people. I'm not going to act like I had, you know, prior month plus ago. I said Tatum has an argument that no one else has, which is best player, best team, which is significant, which would have been a better, you know, when Jalen Brunson, right, was starting to push Tatum's, like, towards Tatum's range, right, is when I was like, that doesn't make any sense, right? Because Brunson doesn't have an angle other than he plays for the Knicks and people are excited. And, you know, people like Dave were collecting money, people wasting money on Brunson MVP tickets. This is what it is. But the Celtics are not going to win, like, a historic amount of games. And I don't mean 73. Like, they're not going to get to 68. Their live win total is 63.5. You know? So,
like that over? I think I like that over.
No.
I think they win 64.
No, you and I talked about it.
Oh, okay.
You and I talked about this the other day, though. They're not, the last week of hoop, they're not playing for anything. They're going to have everything locked up under the sun.
That might decide the bet. That's why, that's one you got to, like, really tread cautiously.
Peyton Pritchard is going to decide that bet, to your point, right? Not Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown.
Correct. Correct.
Excellent. So that's why I'm not involved there. Yeah. My thing with Tatum, but it's not 2015 anymore. I mean, we don't have to go that much further back. Embiid, Jokic, the records, the seeding, it's not coming from the best player on the best team anymore, the MVP in the NBA.
Nope.
So
it's really not.
That's the problem there.
That's the gambling knowledge and market talking. Like, we know that. The books also know that. You can see it reflected in the odds. I think the mainstream media is pushing that narrative more, and I think they're going to be disappointed. Now, will that number move? If a couple guys get hurt, yes, it's going to be dominoes. They're going to fall back, and you're going to have to lower that number on Tatum. But as far as amount of bets and stuff, I don't think you're going to get them. Can I ask you about the Clippers and the OKC Thunder game tonight? That's the premier game of the night. I mean, you got to have a side or total or prop in this game. Because
so
SGA,
I the over.
Legit here's MVP the there? No?
Oh, very much so. He's very, very much so in this race. I'm not, can't lie to people. Right. See, here's the difference from people who either take this seriously or in a different space. If I work somewhere else, I could sit here and bang the table and scream in your face who the MVP is.
Don't do that.
But when we work here, if I do that and I don't believe that, that costs you money.
Right.
That's the reality of it. When I come here, I told you, I bet. Dave knows it. I said I bet all 12 games. I didn't give you 12 picks, and then I'm going to go home tonight and watch The Bachelor. No, I bet all 12 games. What we do?
Just watching them all.
What we do?
Watching them all.
The Bachelor might get, maybe I'll put The Bachelor on one of the TVs, right? Mrs. wants to watch it. That's all
good.
We're locked in. Joey's from Philly. That's all good. We got the bottom TV. We keep ourselves with options, okay? But we're involved. I don't have a good read on the NBA's MVP race right now. I don't. It's all over the place. And I think, and here's the best example I can give you that the odds makers don't know, is Jokic is just sitting there. It's a favorite. It's like, well, is it probably going to go to him? Because Embiid's not there. Because for the last 4 years, him and Embiid are trading the MVP award, finishing one or two. It's the reality of it. So they SGA love, and when people click on him, they move him. But they don't really believe SGA is going to win it. And that's why they keep moving Luka and Giannis anytime anybody talks about them. Because they're like, oh, those are the guys everyone always bets. So we're worried about that. They're not worried about the SGA stuff that much. And they're protecting themselves from Jokic.
That's exactly the move. It's trying. There's only one winner in that. It's a fun market to move if you have the flexibility to take on a little risk. So it's time.
Let me ask you.
Go get some Luka money right now. It's time.
Let me ask you.
To go get some of that. If you, I would actually move SGA up.
When are we going to get to the point though where they offer odds to finish top five in MVP voting?
Oh,
when are we going to get that?
Oh, I think you're opening up a whole. Oh, Kevin. Oh, listen. If you want to do it, you could be an odds provider. If you want to start a side gig, start offering that out there. Start putting that out there. Somebody might bite and do it. But if it was our joint, I'd be like, Kevin, it's hard enough to pick the winner of who's voting.
But
now I got to pick the second place vote, the third place vote, how they're going to finish. I don't even want to get involved. I don't want to get involved.
But here's the thing, right? But we have, because Dave, we know, it's you and I are not, we don't run a sports book, right? So we know how they operate. What they would do is they would hang the yes only, right? Yeah. And they would let you parlay them. The odds would be awful. And if they did it this year, they would collect every single ticket that put Embiid in as a free leg because he won't end up eligible. Right?
Right.
And the reality is all the people holding 25-1 on Brunson to finish top five, and now the book's like, oh, we're in real trouble. No, we're not. We're not in that much trouble because we collected every Embiid number. So we're fine.
Correct.
And that's how they'll book it. If we get there, and I think eventually we'll get there with everything because why not? You don't want to leave dead markets. Consig, it's been a blast as always. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Enjoy the patch.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're closing out Game Time Decisions. Up next, we'll be in-game live, so make sure you are locked on Sports Grid with a lot to cover tonight. Ranked college action, full slate of NBA. The NHL is on fire right now, so make sure you are with us all night long here on Sports Grid. I'm Kevin Walsh with you again. We're closing out Game Time Decisions. As I mentioned, full NBA card for me, a lot live right now with a lot more to come. But there is nothing that I like more on tonight's slate than Amen Thompson over 13.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Thompson in five games without Fred VanVleet to close out the pre-All-Star break run for the Rockets averaged 27.6 points, rebounds, plus assists. Now, the books are not crazy. Fred VanVleet is back. Thompson should be removed from the starting lineup. But Ime Udoka would be crazy if he did not play the fourth overall pick, who absolutely is flashing all of his potential in that recent run, and he drops him down to 16 minutes played, 15 minutes played. Amen Thompson should be playing 20-plus minimum tonight in this game, which is what he did the two games prior to the VanVleet injury, and he hit this prop in both of those games. He is on fire. He is, for me, the second-best prospect from last year's draft class and is now getting the opportunity. I think this is a way too big of an over-adjustment from the books on this 13.5 PRA. Give me Amen Thompson over tonight in the game between the Rockets and the Pelicans. The rest of the picks, can we remember them all? The Aaron Fox under 10.5 rebounds plus assists. Lakers plus the points. Hornets plus the points. Jason Tatum over the 2.5 made threes. We've got the over in the game with the Thunder and the Clippers. We've got Jamal Murray over 20.5 points as well. I think that may be all of them. You see them up there. It's been a blast of a night here on Game Time Decisions, and I can't wait to close out the week with you tomorrow right here on a Friday night. Best of luck. See you then.